from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
9 o'clock hour. Good morning, boys and girls. It is fist pump time on a Friday on Sean and RJ on 105 through the Fan, live at the Glen Heights Firehouse, 1938 South Hampton Road in Glen Heights. I'm RJ Choppy. He's Bobby Belt. Eric Chiafalo of the G-Bag Nation.
Come on,
out
fist
here.
Pump, Luca. There we go.
My son Luca fist pumping. He came out. He's like, I got to come out here. He wanted some Palmer's hot chicken, catfish, and shrimp today. So he wanted to come on out here and check out the festivities at the firehouse.
It's been a party.
Yes, it has.
It's been a party all day long. It's a darty, right?
Heck yeah. Well, this is kind of like a Marty. It's a morning party.
Oh, yeah.
A little Marty with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. That needs to be, we need to get that on a t-shirt or something.
We should. Promo. Marty time.
Marty with the boys.
Yeah.
Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
That's our next promo item, Marty with the boys.
Bring a margarita funnel with you.
It's true.
Only if you're going to be at the next one, Eric.
I'll bring mine next time. I never used the funnel in the hotel room, by the way.
No?
That was also on the hotel.
The funnel?
The whole thing. I'm just joking.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Eric will bring his funnel. Come
yes,
out the next
stop. Yes,
stop.
He will. Hey, a special happy National French Fry Day. I just saw this one.
Oh.
I'm going to have to partake this weekend, even though it's off soda. It's anti-soda.
Yeah.
I do think this is one of the best days. If you have food days of the National Day kind of thing on the calendar, I think, you know, National Donut Day or Bagel, I think French Fry Day is it's up top three.
There was a time where I felt like the French fry was something that everyone in the world, like really sort of the one area where everyone could just agree together that
until
they're incredible. Until Lucius Alexander said he's not really a French fry guy.
That's a lie.
And he's an onion ring 10 out of 10 dude.
Ooh.
Which I love. I love that about Lucius, that he's an onion ring guy.
Onion rings.
I just hate that it also means that he's kind of anti-French fry.
And you get some Burger House onion rings, man. That's there's really nothing better than that. That I would take Burger House onion rings over any French fry. So,
but you also like fries.
Yes,
though.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
I think for the most part, everyone in the world can just agree on the fact that French fries are incredible.
I think that's a really bad take.
The versatility
on
of French
Lucius's
fries.
Part. That's a bad take on your part as well, that the onion ring is better. I don't know.
I didn't say the onion ring was better. I said specifically Burger House's onion rings are better than any fry I've had.
I mean, I can get down with an onion ring. I think they're good, but I mean, give me a French fry any day.
I'm not going to disagree with you. I feel like our guy Paul Skeens would be a French fry and an onion ring guy. We heard about his diet yesterday. And it was perfect. We did the alpha Skeens segment yesterday, and then he went on and dartied on the mound and just dominated yesterday.
Man,
Chop.
He is if he is not the favorite to start the All-Star game for the National League, they should just cancel the game. Seven. I'm going to count them again. Seven. Hitless innings. He struck out 11, and they pulled him because of pitch count. That's it. The guy is an absolute monster. He has strikeout rate of nearly 12 per 9, a 2.12 ERA in 10 starts. And those numbers, he exited after 99 pitches. They're just monitoring his innings. He wasn't going to get the no-hitter because he wasn't going to be able to complete two more innings when he's already at 99.
So you got no problem pulling him?
No problem. No, I mean, look – it is what it is, man. I've accepted the way the game has changed.
Yes.
So I'm not gonna argue about one back in my day. Now I've accepted the way the game has changed, and that's how you got to do it. These run, you got to run the football, guys, on first down. Just accept the way the game has changed.
Nah, I'm not accepting. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm not accepting running on first down.
No. I'm just saying, yeah. If the game has changed, it's a passing league.
Yes.
Just accept it. Just accept that centers don't play the low post anymore.
Yeah, and I think that for a guy like Skeens, and he's got a track record. Like when you look at his LSU days, where he was. I mean, he had. During last year's College World Series, from his four starts, he hit 124 pitches. He hit 101, then 123, and then 120. So we've seen him be able to have that sort of Caballo-level stamina on the bump. But I just don't think it's something you want to risk. That is a prized possession.
It is.
And you're looking at that thing for a decade out here if you're the Pirates. Why would I do something that could risk it? Even if he's not getting hurt here, is that something that can help lead to him getting banged up down the line, whatever? Them pulling him, I have no issue with.
Here is the updated stats through his 11th start now. 5-0. His ERA, it was 2-1-2 going in. Now it's 1-9-0.
Mid.
His whip as a starter is 0.92.
Jeez.
That's elite. For a closer,
yeah. Pretty good.
As a starter, that is stupid. Whip is walks and hits to innings pitched.
Thank you.
He's got 89 strikeouts in 66 innings.
Huh? Thanks, Peyton. You explained what baby calf is to us.
You don't pay attention in our meetings, okay? We're told to always explain things.
12 notes, thank you. I'm the only one in there with a pen and paper.
I don't need notes.
You're just doing Jerry's.
This memory, this is a lockbox.
It is.
It's a lockbox. I don't remember what I did yesterday.
It is. You can't get anything out of it.
I don't remember what I did yesterday. But trust me, as someone who has a cognitive disabilities in the family, top 10. It's a top 10 brain.
Slappos. You're the outlier in your own family.
I'm the outlier in my own family, man. That's why I don't eat any sugar.
Yeah.
I don't need any sugar.
Well, just the processed sugar, right? You're down for some fruit.
Fruit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could have some fruit. I could
dang right.
Bananas. That's pineapple, watermelon.
Mother Nature sugar.
Yeah, pineapples. Of course you go to that first.
Only the upside down ones,
raspberries.
Though.
All the things. Paul Skeens has to be starting the All-Star game. He's the best. He's one of the, there are three players in Major League Baseball that I think universally, like, people would stop what they're doing to see them perform their craft. And I think one is Skeens. I think Paul Skeens is one of them. I think Otani is one of them. I think
B.J. Surhoff.
And B.J. Surhoff. Yeah. It's another one.
I thought you were going to say Josh Smith.
Josh Smith is another one.
Should be.
Well, I saw this.
But in general, just the casual sports fan, you know, they would stop down and say, all right, if they're at bat or they're started, they would stop down what they're doing just to watch the at bat. I think those are the three guys. In the sport, you know, Trout obviously in his prime, Harper too. You know, there's a lot of guys. Seager's one in the playoffs, especially. There's a lot of guys out there, Betts, but I think those are the main three.
Yeah, and I think for me right now, I don't want to be like knee jerk, whatever. What have you done for me lately? But in this moment, because it's so fresh and so new, what he's doing, he's my one seed. If you told me right now, even if Otani was pitching, which he's obviously not right now.
I would stop for Skeens.
Seeing Skeens right now is that's the top ticket for me personally.
That is an interesting question then. The idea of if you had like a ticket to go, like they're on at the same time, but you can go get like tickets to go sit down and watch a movie. Skeens probably would be number one right now.
Yeah, easily, because I would take a pitcher.
Who would be next?
Otani.
Is Otani. Well, if
he's just hitting.
He's just hitting, then I would
prefer
take Judge.
I think I'd prefer to see Judge.
He's a better hitter.
Okay, all right, I can understand that.
But Otani, obviously, because he can pitch too. You know, if he's pitching that day, then he's the number one because you get to see him do both.
Right.
But I would much rather see a pitcher because you get to see the pitcher so much more than a hitter. You get to see the hitter once every 40 minutes.
Who's even close as a pitcher to Skeens, or not even close? Who would be second right now? When he's healthy, DeGrom, I feel like is
DeGrom.
A draw.
No, I'd pay to see DeGrom.
I like watching Spencer Strider when he's healthy.
Spencer. I mean, you pay to see, Spencer DeGrom. Who were the Cy Youngs last year? Cole. I mean, I'd pay to see Cole. Snell. No, I wouldn't. I don't think I would just, you know, walk 1,000 miles to go
what
see
about,
Blake
Snell. Yamamoto?
Yes, I absolutely would. But that's an intrigue factor, too.
Well, here's the Paul Skeens stat of the day for you. Skeens is only the fourth pitcher since 1893 to record zero hits and 10 strikeouts in multiple outings in a single season.
What?
and he's a rookie doing that. You had Nolan Ryan do that back in 1973.
Jarrett Wright.
Mad Max Scherzer in 2015, and then Justin Verlander did it in 2022. Multiple games, allowing no hits and also having 10 punch-outs.
I'm surprised Sterling Hitchcock's not on that list.
That's a great callback, man, with those rosy cheeks of his. You know, the interesting thing with Skeens is, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't believe I am because I'm never wrong, he didn't pitch until, like, recently. He was, like, a first baseman at the Air Force Academy.
He's relatively new, or it was, like, a tweak in a mechanic thing that all of a sudden he went from just being average to, like, great. But, I mean, he is absolutely...
But how much did that save his arm?
Right.
He didn't pitch. I mean, right. He wasn't a pitcher.
I mean, when you're throwing 102 every single time, though, like, I mean, there is going to be reach a point where that we have seen arm injuries. Like, it's been tough to sustain. Yeah. That's my biggest concern with Skeens, is that he's going to wear that arm out pretty fast.
But I wonder, though, because he wasn't a primary pitcher throughout his high school and college days. I mean,
that's
not
helping.
He didn't
him.
Pitch, yeah. But that wasn't a pitcher.
The Trey
only.
Lance theory. Like, because he doesn't throw the football very much, then when he gets out there, his arm won't be worn out.
Right, he'll have a super strong arm,
yeah,
laser rocket arm.
Till he's 50.
Yeah, I do think that is good setting him up, because you're right. Ultimately, the amount of, I mean, when you're thrown with that much gas all the time, inevitably that tire is going to blow out on you. But that's the case with all these pitchers now. I mean, just you were all understanding that at some point here, you're going to go Tommy John, and we'll see you in a year and a half. But watching Paul Skeens right now is epic. Hopefully he gets the start for the NL. I saw this as we do the Friday news dump here, Sean and RJ and Bobby live from the Glen Heights Firehouse as part of the Firehouse tour on a Friday. We'll get you to the Crosstalk KNC Masterpiece here shortly. And we got Choppy doing some firefighter activities today. I'm looking forward to that coming up here in a few minutes.
Jaws of life, baby. Jaws of
life. So you're going to be rescuing like an actual human from a
car?
Yeah,
I'm gonna put Luca in the car and I'm gonna rescue him.
That's good.
There.
What a father son bonding moment, man. I'm excited I get to witness that.
Yeah. I'm gonna do that.
I hope I don't get too emotional.
Unless Choppy doesn't know what he's doing.
Unless Choppy doesn't save his own son, and then I will get emotional. That'll be sad. Office debate of the week.
He'll never forgive you if you don't get him out of the car.
He won't.
Office debate of the week. I don't know if you guys saw this. It went viral. I don't even think it's that. Like, I think this is a pretty obvious answer to the question.
I do, too.
But Ryan Cohen tweeted out, and it went super viral, would you rather get handed $30,000 right now, $30,000 right now,
yeah,
or play a week in the big leagues, but you don't get any pay?
This is not even close. You take $30,000.
What?
I'm with you on this.
Not even close. I have no
idea.
What? I read your email. And you can shake your head all you want, Mr. Duncan, Oklahoma. But listen.
Are you insane?
No, I'm not insane. Who takes, like, going and playing for free? You go to play in the major leagues for free for a week, right? A, you're probably not getting on the field. If you do, you're not getting
you're
anything.
No, you're on the field.
You're not getting anything. You're not doing well. And they're probably all hating that you're there on a charity case. And they'll ostracize you.
Oh, like roster resentment.
Yeah.
Would you get
like
into reality? We're not talking about how they would treat you like you're Garth Brooks.
Doesn't matter.
Sprint training.
You have to think about these.
Okay.
Russell Wilson. Like you're a member of the team. They love you. They've called you up for the week. You're not getting any pay.
No, I'm not playing for free.
Oh, dude. The memory alone is worth $500,000.
This is not easily.
And by the way, now you get to call yourself a major leaguer. You get to give lessons. You get to go on talk radio and act as an expert. You make that $30,000 back in a week.
Okay, now
speaking engagements.
Come
on, man. You're not thinking fourth dimensionally. You would have been terrible in Back to the Future.
That's a new spin. I like that Choppy spin on this, because I was with Bobby right up until that last part. Like, how much can I parlay my 1 week in the bigs?
You can't.
Mike Bassett
has done that.
Mike did. Like, Mike gave up a home run to Barry Bonds, who's part of history. Are you telling me you're going to, like, what are you going to do? You're going to give up Judge's 62?
Sure. If I have to.
Who did that, by the way? Who gave it up? Exactly. Jesus did not give up that. No. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was Jesus something.
Lizardo.
Jesus. I like when Peyton wrote down the call screen name.
Jesus.
I think the thing that would suck, though, because in the hypothetical, it doesn't say you get to play for the bigs and choppy as yourself right now, going out there and trying to perform, and you're obviously not going to.
It doesn't matter how you perform.
So
it's the memory of being in on a major league or NBA or NFL. You get to suit up for the Cowboys for a game.
Ooh, that would hurt physically. Just
of course it would hurt.
But baseball, at least you're not hurt. What position are you playing, Chop?
Man, I played first base.
Dude, the fan text is crushing. There's like one person saying they agree with you. Everybody else is saying take $30,000.
Man, I don't care. I really don't care if people agree with me or not.
Wrong.
He's gotten increasingly sassy as the week has gone along. It started yesterday with the Micah Parsons debate with you guys on the expressway, where I saw that like blood vessel starting to like bulge in his forehead, and now it's continued today. He's getting mad that nobody wants to play for free.
I don't care, man.
You're Mr. Anti.
I would do it. You could offer me $1 million, and I would still take the week in Major League Baseball. You could offer me retirement tomorrow, and I would take the week in Major League Baseball.
You could offer me $20, and I would take that over just a week for free in the majors.
Okay, well, I'm not.
Y'all have never dreamt. I mean, you have never dreamt. The amount of times that I've dreamt
of $30,000 cold hard cash.
I would play. If you told me that if you told me I would have like lifelong money, whatever, or I get to play in the Masters next year, I'm taking the Masters. The memory is so much more important.
I actually like your chances more in the Masters than I do you on the baseball diamond.
The memory's so much more important, man. Y'all got to get in touch with your ability to dream more.
Now
he's lashing out at us.
Yeah, that like this is
y'all are sad, man.
It's just what you just you
y'all
you,
are sad.
You've got that dream of
y'all have
up
never
there
dreamt.
And
y'all have never dreamt.
And that corpse Bob Shepard or whatever his name is, nobody.
Whatever, man. I don't care who's announced. I can walk up there and they can play the wrong walk up song. Doesn't matter what.
What would your walk up song be?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Am I a pitcher or am I hitting?
Hitting.
Yeah, you're a slugger, dude.
Yeah,
you're a
tough one.
You're
that's
a power
a tough
guy.
One.
Yeah, but you're definitely getting pinch run for.
Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. They're taking me right off the field.
Hey, you don't have to be pinch runned for when you hit it out of the park, Chop.
Yeah.
Why don't you
like,
start?
I am station
bit?
To station.
You're not a base hitter. Give me a freaking break, bro. All right, we're live here. Glen Heights Firehouse, part of the Firehouse Tour, and Choppy is about to go firefighting himself. The jaws of life. Can Choppy save his son from the vehicle? We'll do that next, right here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Thank you, Chris. If you are on Twitch or YouTube right now for the fan cam, you're getting a great POV of our engineer, Ruben Portillo, as we are setting up RJ Choppy to go against the jaws of life.
Dude.
As he's going to try and save his son out of a hypothetically burning vehicle. Choppy is about to go full firefighter on us. I believe he kind of swung and missed at the last one. So this is a redemption opportunity here for Choppy as we broadcast live from Glenn's Firehouse.
And this is cool if you get a look at it. They've got these cars that you're going to see. If you can look on the fan cam, they're hooking Choppy up. You've got this junkyard out there.
Can anyone hear me?
Yes, I can hear
you.
Can you hear me? We've got this. I'm explaining the setup back there right now, Chop. So they're putting them in the firefighter attire right now. But if you look back there, there's just a bunch of like busted cars, right? It looks like an impound yard. Just a bunch of like beat up Ford Tauruses missing the roof, or like windshields broken out. So it's very cool. But he's going to go in there and he's going to cut those cars up. While he's getting prepared, I do want to give a shout out. This has been a great experience coming out here at Glenn Heights. Glenn Heights has been a fantastic host.
10 out of 10.
We just got a chance to meet the mayor. That was great. We've had a lot of the council members come out here. And so if you want to come out to Glenn Heights, which I would recommend, it's a great area. They've got a couple things coming up. 55th anniversary celebration is Saturday, September 14th in Heritage Park. So there will be a car show, live music, vendors, food trucks, a bunch of great stuff. And then they have a back-to-school bash on Saturday, August 10th at 8 a.m. in the city center. So August 10th, September 14th, okay. Put those on your calendar to be in Glenn Heights, because it has been a fantastic community to hang out in, and a lot of Tolos out here.
I love it. All right. Thank you, Bobby Belt. We're live at the Glenn Heights Firehouse as part of the Firehouse Tour. And Choppy, we can hear it. We can hear some sounds. It's Choppy versus...
We've already started.
The jaws of
life. We're saving people's lives, Bobby.
That was quite a scream. Did you lose a limb already?
I did not lose a limb. We are trying to pry a door open. We're busy men over here, Bobby. We're doing hard work.
Would you say, how does this rank, cutting open steel, cutting open a car, how does this rank for you?
Ah, I got the door open!
Like a gentleman, opening the passenger door like that.
Hang on a second. The windows do not work.
Oh,
I tried to say, oh, it locks. Cool.
What car are you looking at there?
This is a Toyota. Is this a Camry or a Corolla? Let me see. Oh, it's an Avalon. Okay, I haven't seen one of these in a while.
Oh, an Avalon. Wow, that door is blown out the side.
It's got really nice trunk space. But you can fit at least a body in
there. Well, how many bodies could you fit in there if you were to maybe try and compartmentalize
it? I don't know. Okay, what we got here? We got the scissors. These are the scissors, right?
Look at that on the fan cam there, Eric.
Wow.
Do you see that? It's like a giant... Like set of pliers almost.
Yeah,
is what it looks like. Chop. So why don't you just explain to us some of what you're doing as you're
all
doing
right,
it?
So now,
play by play.
Now I'm about to take a roof off here. The roof off the car. We're gonna tear the roof off it. Do I go because I'm this way? Do I gotta go left hand back? All right, here we go.
If you were gonna replace that roof after you took it off, what would you use, Chop?
Open it up.
Wow.
Like
dude,
that.
Look at this thing.
Boy, this is just a. It looks like a giant set of electric pliers, essentially.
Yes. It's got to be. I wonder how much that weighs. That's got to be at least 25
Choppy, talk
pounds.
Us through some of the emotions.
Talk
us through what you're doing. Is this as good as the fire hose?
Now open it up. You know what? I got to say, I enjoyed getting the door open more than the scissors, I think.
Really?
Yeah, the scissors is just, the door open, I think takes more. I got to open it more. I think the door open takes way more, like, toxic masculinity than using the pair of scissors. Dude.
Do you feel like maybe it would be more intense, or you'd get more of a high off of it if there was actual like human life on the line in there?
If there's more human life on the line?
Like if there's actually somebody in there that you're having to save. Do you think like you would feel
you
more...
You want to watch your hand? You want to put your hand in there. All right. if there's human life on the line, yeah, that would absolutely take more.
It'd level it up?
Yeah. But, you know, this is pretty cool. This is so powerful. I just cut two parts of a door off, or the hood off of this car. Holy cow. We are taking the roof right off this thing.
Let me just tell you, Chop, you look extremely badass right now. Like just.
Well, let me tell you something. I am sweating.
You have to be.
Oh.
You have to be. You're wearing probably 10 plus pounds of gear at the moment. You got the gloves on. You're carrying around what has to be at least 25 pounds worth of giant scissor, electrical, plier kind of things.
Yeah, and he's doing it with not very much muscle mass. So that's got to be taxing on his just physique in general. His core.
Yeah. There's some muscle fatigue setting in here because of the weight loss, but I do think there's a cardiovascular stamina that Choppy could have never... I mean, handling the heat, carrying around this weight, being able to move around, and he's got spectators. Like, shout out to Choppy because he's got a live audience here thanks to the Tolos and all the folks in Glen Heights here at the Firehouse Tour with us. And he's performing at an extremely
baby.
High level.
Oh,
right
we
now.
Just popped it. Heck yeah. All right, so let me tell you something. This thing is a lot more...
How many times have you said that in your life, Chop?
40, 50 pounds? All right.
Wow.
So now what? We go back to the. Or are we done? Oh, yeah, we're done.
He did it. He did it.
We got it.
You opened that thing up.
Oh, we got one more spot. They lied. Before I go.
It's taking a bit of time, Chop. Is Luka doing all right? Is he still alive in there?
He's still alive.
That's good. I do feel like you're lacking urgency here, Chop.
Well, I'm going as fast as I can. I don't know. The most impressive part of this entire fire thing experience is they have to do this in this suit with this heat. Oh, there it is. Got it off.
The finisher.
I'm a man.
Here's the question. Do you think if Sarah were here right now, she would pick you over Parker McCollum with this manly display?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes, I don't know. Yes, I will answer on her
behalf. She loves her some Parker McCollum. I don't know if she would pick me or him.
I mean, Eric's about to pick you. He's so impressed.
She might pick Eric over me, for all I know.
Choppy, you got to find a way to bring that
the hood?
That outfit home with you.
Oh, I want to bring the hood of the. Can I bring the hood of the car home with me? Yeah, there we go.
Throw it in the back of your Platinum
Look at
Ford.
That. Whoa. All right.
Gosh, that was cool.
That was awesome.
That's fantastic. And you know what? You know what's impressive, though? That is a Toyota, and so it probably would still start. It's still starting, probably run another 100,000 miles like that.
Easily, dude.
You've just turned it into a badass.
Get into the Toyota here. Yeah, there's a bee! There's a bee! There's a bee!
You cut the thing open to save your son, but then you won't go the extra step to get around a honeybee.
I got in a car accident because of a bee one time.
Did you seriously? How did that happen?
Are you trying to start that thing up, Chop?
No, I'll tell you what. I might want to do this to my car. Just take the hood off and just make myself a convertible.
He's going to cool. California now. Hold on. Now we got to hear this. Eric, how did you get in a car accident because of a honeybee?
Oh, huffing and puffing Chop over there.
Yeah it's hot in this thing.
This was.
Oh, man.
I was driving home from high school. I was actually in the passenger seat. My older brother was driving. And it was an old 87 Chevy. It was my brother's first car. It was really all me and my brother's first car that my dad got for us some years ago. And it was, when we got it, it was beautiful. And then after we've all taken turns with it being our first car, things
like
torn
cars,
up now.
That's like a lot of things, just cars.
It looks like the car that Choppy just did some sawing into.
Sure.
But the very first accident we ever got in, my brother was driving. We're driving home from school, and all of a sudden, a bee is in the truck, and I start kind of freaking out. And my brother's making fun of me because of how much I'm freaking out that there's a bee in here. So I get the window rolled down. We think the bee has left. Get the window back up. Shortly there, about 30 seconds later, I look over and I see the bee is on my brother's neck and he doesn't know it. He's driving. And I go, oh my gosh, dude, the bee is on you. And then he proceeds to freak out. His hands go off the wheel. He kind of sinks back down. He is now not worried about driving at all. And the truck wheels off into the ditch here, takes out a speed sign. And then our buddy has to come and tow us out of where we're at. Nobody was hurt in the making of this. We didn't get stung by the bee, but the bee is the reason why we ultimately immediately flew off the road. And that was first. That was wreck number one in the truck that's probably seen at least five.
Is the truck still alive and running?
It is. It still has a heartbeat. It's in my dad's driveway.
How many miles are on that now?
Oh, I would say it's got to be in the 300s, I would think. It was an 87 Chevy, man.
I'm curious. Given how many gentlemen, young Chiafalo men, have had that truck.
I don't know that I'm going to answer this question.
You know what? I'm just saying, like, well, never mind. The children are back. Hello, kids.
Yeah, that's right. Perfect timing. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. The kiddos are here, and they're waving.
I was going to ask how many times you've had ice cream. How many times you guys, like, stopped for ice cream?
Oh, my gosh. So much frozen custard up in there. Big time. Custard guys. Is Chop done now?
Chop's done.
He's probably sweating and he's exhausted. He did a fantastic job. There he is. Bravo, Choppy. Look at that. He's drenched. He looks like a Rangers player at the old Globe Life Park in the summer.
Dripping.
We're
going to
need a
uni
change. Nice work, yeah.
Dripping wet with sweat, man. It's on him.
Look at the veins coming out of your forearms right now, dude. Just
I am not a veiny guy. I have no veins. I'm dying. That was so hot.
Oh, my gosh, your face is pink.
How do you power rank really quickly the three that you've done? The smoke-filled room that you had to rescue a person from, the breaking down the door, and then this. How do you power rank them in terms of difficulty?
Difficulty? Well, I mean, breaking down the door was, like, hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
This was the most taxing because it... Like, that thing is heavy. It's like 40. You're, like, holding it up like this.
Is it the most enjoyable of the three?
It's the most enjoyable, yeah. the first one was, like, the most psychologically difficult because I had the gas mask on, and I was getting claustrophobic.
Yeah,
like,
you just started laying down on the beds instead of looking
at the... Yeah, this one, I sweat way more in this one. This was, like, I don't need to go to a sauna for a month.
Are you going to work out today, or was that
no? No, it's Hawaiian Falls Day.
Yeah,
man.
It's Water Park Day.
Oh,
water
Park
Day.
True.
Yeah, it's Hawaiian Falls Day. So
yeah,
we're going
back to that already.
We're going to go get out there.
You know what day it also is today?
Friday.
So you know what that means? We're getting next.
We're getting a Mike Bassick.
Yeah, buddy.
As if this hasn't been wheels off enough already.
We will see. Will Baskey be leading Crosstalk, the final segment of our Firehouse Tour today? Glen Heights Firehouse. We'll be back with the KNC Masterpiece next right here on The Fan.
Hey, it's Mike Bassick. Thanks a lot, Chris Summers, for bringing me in here.
It's not Chris Summers.
I don't believe it's Chris Summers.
Yes, sir.
It's Chris Strong.
Who's Chris Summers?
He's on KRLD AM.
Okay. So, Corey, what's coming up on the show?
Guys, Mike's favorite segment of the entire week at 1:30 today, Masterpiece of the Week.
Yeah.
Did you want more?
The fastest segment.
I guess
so. Yes.
That's right. Thank you.
Is that all that we're doing?
Which NFC team is facing the most pressure this season at 10:20?
Man, that was a positive review there, Corey. Good job.
And at noon, is there anything in particular the Rangers have to do in this Astros series to keep you believing? If they sweep, I believe.
I'd say win games, hit home runs, don't give up home runs. Yeah, I'd say all those things would make me believe.
Pitch like Paul Skeens and hit like Shohei.
Eric,
yes.
Who have you missed the most and who have you missed the least out of your show?
Ooh, that is a great question. Well, I've definitely missed the Woolly Bully the most. And honestly, Dawson was on his summer vacation for a couple of weeks, so it's been a while since I've seen Dawson.
So you hate Broadus.
I guess it's Broadus. Yeah,
you
I guess
missed the least.
Probably
the
that I've missed that I've missed the least. Yeah.
Wow. Even after he spent a whole segment basically dogging RJ and I for not letting you talk enough, you still are just like, I don't miss him at all.
Oh, I mean, there was nothing but bad options for me there. Anybody I chose, it was going to be picked apart. So I'm just going to throw it to Broadus because Broadus will spit it back at me. Like when I throw something his way that is a little bit maybe disrespectful, he will pop off back at me. So I look forward to his rebuttal.
It's awesome. You guys sound like Chuck Morgan announcing a lineup right now.
What does that mean? It's echoey?
Your attention, please, please, please.
All right.
Oh, really? Like hen.
Bobby, this question is for you, and you can take as much time as you need on this. Right now, Medvedev is playing Alcaraz in the semifinals of Wimbledon.
Dmitry Medvedev?
How come women haven't demanded to play five sets over time and only play three?
pass.
Nope. You have to answer.
Answer the DM question.
Sean, this is Sean's question. Sean's not here right
now.
How
can you answer question four women, though, if you're not a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, in your face, Mike.
When they got all over John McEnroe about a month ago, I'm going to guess, because he said that Serena wouldn't have been a top 300 player in the world if she competed on the men's circuit.
Mm-hmm.
How come that they didn't bring up that if she's in a close match, it only goes three sets?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of points, Mike, that you would raise that I don't know if the general population would raise. So I love your points. I would choose to pass.
John McEnroe couldn't have hosted the ESPYs last night.
Yeah, Eric, you take it. Why don't you take it?
Did anybody watch that?
No, I didn't know it was even happening until this morning.
Yeah, Eric Chiafalo broke the news to me this morning.
That it had already happened.
Just really quickly, because the reason why we are echoing, Mike, is because we are out here in Glen Heights for the Firehouse Tour. And really quickly, I know we were going to have the mayor of Glen Heights wanted to say a little something to our listeners and to our folks here. And we've got the mayor of Glen Heights here, and Eric's turning around right now.
Hello, Mayor. How are you?
Great. We're so grateful to be here in Glen Heights.
Listen, awesome. We are grateful for you to be here. I know I said it earlier to you. Thank you. Go Rangers. I said it to you earlier, but I wanted to say it on air. Thank you so much for including Glen Heights on your Firehouse Tour. We definitely welcome you here anytime. We have events going on.
Absolutely.
You mentioned earlier our back to school bash. You mentioned our 55th anniversary celebration. You all are more than welcome to come out and celebrate with us anytime. We're going to consider you all honorary Glen Heights residents.
Yes.
And we'd love to hear you. It was a great crowd here earlier this morning. So thank you for everything that you've done. And just thank you for the shout outs. You know, it does a lot for a city when we have a radio station like yourself, 105.3 The Fan, come out and the public can see, the public can hear. And so we just really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for coming out.
We were so excited to come out here because we had not been down to Glen Heights as a show before. And, you know, just getting off the highway and there's the sign, the traffic sign that was put up there, mm-hmm. that, you know, broadcast that we were going to be here.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see. One question.
Yes.
If you were so, what is the process to maybe getting a key to the city? Because I've always wanted one.
Oh my gosh!
You got to start in Yellowstone.
Well, we will
see. Is this
see.
One of those things that you ask for it, you'll never get it?
I've only given out one so far, and that was to the DeSoto Eagles football coach, head football coach.
Okay.
Yeah, on that championship. I've given out a key to the city. But, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Mike Bassick
is a Duncanville legend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he's key to the city material. Mike, do you think you're key to the city material?
I don't know. I'm one of nine major leaguers from Duncanville High School.
Who's your favorite? What's your football squad? Who do you root for?
Duncanville. City of Champions.
Okay.
Let's see. In the NFL, who are you rooting for in the NFL?
Oh, man, you're screwed.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm a big Patrick Mahomes from Mount Pleasant, right? That's where he went to high school.
Yeah. Did you watch Seinfeld when it was on? Do you watch Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay, no key for you.
Oh!
I'm still a fan of Glen Heights.
Okay.
You're kind of in that right there in the Tri-City. I always root for Duncanville, DeSoto, and Cedar Hill.
That's
you know, Red Oak is kind of now. Red Oak wasn't. I mean, I hate saying it wasn't a city. It was a city, but back in the '90s, I didn't even know of Red Oak. But Red Oak has grown a lot over time, and they have a really nice high school there too. So.
Okay. Well, hey, it's okay. I'll give you a pass on those teams. It's okay. Yeah.
Does the key to the city actually open all the doors in Glen Heights?
It does not.
Most of them?
It doesn't really open any door.
I like how you're doing
this. It's more of a symbolic gesture.
It symbolically opens doors.
Yeah, lets you know that you're welcome in the city anywhere, anytime.
I like how she's hiding it. She's like, no, we don't want to give it away. We don't want everybody knowing this. I'm like, I see what you're doing. I see what's going on here.
They should make it, though, that it opens at least the door to the restroom if it's after hours.
Well, how about this? But guess what? Yeah. The door to the restroom is always open.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's hey, I maybe have a stupid question. I'm sorry if this is a stupid question. If you live in Glen Heights, do you go, is there Glen Heights High School? What high school do you go to?
No, so great question. We are actually in two different cities. Okay. We have two different counties. We're in Dallas County and Ellis County, right? So our Dallas County students are actually zoned for DeSoto ISD.
Okay.
Our Ellis County students are zoned for Red Oak ISD.
Okay.
And big shout out to both of those superintendents, Dr. Rogers in DeSoto and Mrs. Sanford in Red Oak. They're doing phenomenal things for the scholars. And both of the school districts are definitely thriving. So, yeah, we're 7 square miles geographically as far as our size is concerned. So we don't have our own independent school district, but we partner with 2 phenomenal school districts in DeSoto and Red Oak.
Okay, well, thank you. That's good to know. I know my son practices basketball at DeSoto West, I believe, middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell them, hey, we have a brand new community center here, first ever, state of the art. Tell them to come on over here. Bring the team over here.
Mikey, okay. they got a basketball court here at the new, by the fire station. So I think there's already been a lot of trash talking this morning. We need to do the game of horse that we've been talking about doing.
Bring that here, and we'll see those keys can get you here.
Okay, well,
that's one key to the city.
I played in 1994-95 for Hall of Fame Coach McNeely at Duncanville High School. So
wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Coach Bacon, who used to coach at Lincoln.
I'm a graduate of Lincoln. I went to Lincoln. I graduated from Lincoln in 1989.
Okay.
Yeah. Bacon.
Mike, this is your community too. We've had so many Duncanville folks come out here today. This is right down the road.
She's probably a big fan of growing up around that area when Greg Ostertag won a state championship for Duncanville.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember it. Yeah. Those were great times. Not that they aren't now, but back then it was like, wow. It's really cool also to kind of come full circle and be a servant in the community. I didn't grow up in Glen Heights, grew up in Dallas. Still being a part of the Best Southwest is amazing. You know, Glen Heights is one of the 13 associate cities of the Best Southwest. So we enjoy working with Duncanville, DeSoto, Lancaster, Cedar Hill, and the other associate cities to, you know, just really make our mark and make people aware of what's going on south of downtown Dallas.
Awesome. All right. Well, guys, do you have anything else? Or Mayor, do you have anything else before we get going?
I don't. Just again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys so much for being here.
You.
And
thank
I look
you.
Forward to partnering with you and furthering this collaboration in the future.
Oh, thank you. Awesome.
Right. I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And hey, go Cowboys.
Yes. In your face again, Mike. Go Cowboys.
I'll vote for that mayor every day.
Right now, they have a lot of energy, Mayor. They're not going to burn out until January.
But you know what? So I have to say it is somewhat of a toxic relationship to be such a diehard Cowboys fan because we always look great on the roster and on paper, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then it's just something happens, and I don't know what it is. But as always, I'm going to hold out faith, and I'm going to say this is our year.
There we go.
This is our year.
It's our year.
There we go.
All right. Well, thanks to Glen Heights.
We'll run that city.
Glen Heights, thank you so much for hosting Sean and RJ, even though Sean refused to be there. RJ, Bobby, and Eric, great job. You guys did great. The Jaws of Life have been defeated by RJ Choppy. You guys have a great weekend. Coming up
Jaws
next.
Of Life lost to Choppy?
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah, defeated it.
It's the KNC masterpiece, and it's going to be a positive show.
Hell yeah! Shout out Friday, Mike!
And where we shout out. Coming up next on 105.3 The Fan. Hey, it's Mike Bassick. Thanks a lot, Chris Summers, for... bringing me in there.
It's not Chris Summers.
I don't believe it's Chris Summers.
Yes, sir.
It's Chris Strong.
Who's Chris Summers?
He's on KRLD AM.
Okay. So, Corey, what's coming up on the show?
Guys, Mike's favorite segment of the entire week at 1:30 today, Masterpiece of the Week.
Yeah.
So did you want more?
The fastest segment.
I guess
so. Yes. That's right. Thank you.
Is that all that we're doing?
Which NFC team is facing the most pressure this season at 10:20?
Man, that was a positive review there, Corey. Good job.
And at noon, is there anything in particular the Rangers have to do in this Astros series to keep you believing? They sweep, I believe.
I'd say win games, hit home runs, don't give up home runs. Yeah, I'd say all those things would make me believe.
Pitch like Paul Skeens and hit like Shohei.
Eric, yes. Who have you missed the most and who have you missed the least out of your show?
Ooh, that is a great question. Well, I've definitely missed the Woolly Bully the most. And honestly, Dawson was on his summer vacation for a couple of weeks, so it's been a while since I've seen Dawson.
So you hate Broadus.
I guess it's Broadus. Yeah, I guess
missed the least.
I've missed the least. Yeah.
Wow. Even after he spent a whole segment basically dogging RJ and I for not letting you talk enough, You still are just like, I don't miss him at all.
Oh, I mean, there was nothing but bad options for me there. Anybody I chose, it was going to be picked apart. So I'm just going to throw it to Broadus because Broadus will spit it back at me. Like when I throw something his way that is a little bit maybe disrespectful, he will pop off back at me. So I look forward to his rebuttal.
It's awesome. You guys sound like Chuck Morgan announcing a lineup right now.
What does that mean? It's echoey?
Your attention, please, please, please.
All right.
Oh, really? Like Hen.
Bobby, this question is for you, and you can take as much time as you need on this. Right now, Medvedev is playing Alcaraz in the semifinals of Wimbledon.
Dmitry Medvedev?
How come women haven't demanded to play five sets over time and only play three?
Pass.
Nope. You have to answer.
Answer the Dean question.
Sean, this is Sean's question. Sean's not here right
now.
How
can you answer question four women, though, if you're not a woman?
Yeah. Yeah, in your face, Mike.
When they got all over John McEnroe about a month ago, I'm going to guess, because he said that Serena wouldn't have been a top 300 player in the world if she competed on the men's circuit.
Mm-hmm.
How come that they didn't bring up that if she's in a close match, it only goes three sets?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of points, Mike, that you would raise that I don't know if the general population would raise. I love your points. I would choose to pass.
John
on.
McEnroe couldn't have hosted the ESPYs last night.
Yeah, Eric, take it. Why don't you take it?
Did anybody watch that?
No, I didn't know it was even happening until this morning.
Yeah, Eric Tiafalo broke the news to me this morning.
That it had already happened.
Yeah. Not do that. Just really quickly, because the reason why we are echoey, Mike, is because we are out here in Glen Heights for the Firehouse Tour. And really quickly, I know we were going to have the mayor of Glen Heights wanted to say a little something to our listeners and to our folks here. And we've got the mayor of Glen Heights here, and Eric's turning around right now.
Hello,
Mayor.
How are you?
Great. We're so grateful to be here in Glen Heights.
Listen,
awesome.
We are grateful for you to be here. I know
shirt.
I said it earlier to you. Thank you. Go Rangers. I said it to you earlier, but I wanted to say it on air. Thank you so much for including Glen Heights on your Firehouse Tour. We definitely welcome you here anytime. We have events going on.
Absolutely.
You mentioned earlier our back-to-school bash. You mentioned our 55th anniversary celebration. You all are more than welcome to come out and celebrate with us anytime. We're going to consider you all honorary Glen Heights residents.
Yes.
And
nice.
We'd love to hear you. A great crowd here earlier this morning. So thank you for everything that you've done. And just thank you for the shout-outs. You know, it does a lot for a city when we have a radio station like yourself, 105.3 The Fan, come out and the public can see, the public can hear. And so we just really want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for coming out.
We were so excited to come out here because we had not been down to Glen Heights as a show before. And, you know, just getting off the highway and there's the sign, the traffic sign that was put up there that, you know, broadcast that we were going to be here.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see. One question.
Yes.
If you were so, what is the process to maybe getting a key to the city? Because I've always wanted one.
Oh my gosh!
You got to start Yellowstone.
Well, we will
see. Is this one of those things that you ask for it, you'll never get it?
I've only given out one. I've only given out one so far, and that was to the DeSoto Eagles football coach, head football coach.
Okay.
Yeah, on that championship. I've given out a key to the city. But, you know, we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
Bassick is a Duncanville legend.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he's key to the city material. Mike, do you think you're key to the city material?
I don't know. I'm one of nine major leaguers from Duncanville High School.
Who's your favorite? What's your football squad? Who do you root for?
Duncanville. City of Champions.
Okay.
Let's see. In the NFL, who are you rooting for in the NFL?
Oh, man, you're screwed.
Jacksonville Jaguars, Kansas City Chiefs. I'm a big Patrick Mahomes from Mount Pleasant, right? That's where he went to high school.
Yeah. Did you watch Seinfeld when it was on? Do you watch Seinfeld?
Yeah.
Okay, no key for you.
I'm still a fan of Glen Heights. Okay. You're kind of in that, right? They're in the Tri-City. I always root for Duncanville, DeSoto, and Cedar Hill. Red Oak is kind of now. Red Oak wasn't, I mean, I hate saying it wasn't a city. It was a city. But back in the 90s, I didn't even know of Red Oak. But Red Oak has grown a lot over time, and they have a really nice high school there, too. So.
Okay. Well, hey, it's okay. I'll give you a pass on those teams. It's okay.
Yeah. Does the key to the city actually open all the doors in Glen Heights?
It does not.
Most of them?
It doesn't really open any door.
It's more of a
symbolic gesture.
It symbolically opens doors.
Yeah, like basically, lets you know that you're welcome in the city anywhere, anytime.
I like how she's like hiding it. She's like, no, we don't want to give it away. We don't want everybody knowing this. I'm like, I see what you're doing. I see what's going on here.
They should make it, though, that it opens at least the door to the restroom if it's after hours.
Well, how about this? But guess what? Yeah. The door to the restroom is always open.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's
hey, I maybe have a stupid question. I'm sorry if this is a stupid question. If you live in Glen Heights, is there Glen Heights High School? What high school do you go to?
So great question. We are actually in two different cities. Okay. We have two different counties. We're in Dallas County and Ellis County, right? So our Dallas County students are actually zoned for DeSoto ISD.
Okay.
Our Ellis County students are zoned for Red Oak ISD.
Okay.
And big shout out to both of those superintendents, Dr. Rogers in DeSoto and Mrs. Sanford in Red Oak. They're doing phenomenal things for the scholars. And both of the school districts are definitely thriving. So, yeah, we're 7 square miles geographically as far as our size is concerned. So we don't have our own independent school district, but we partner with 2 phenomenal school districts in DeSoto and Red Oak.
Okay, well, thank you. That's good to know. I know my son practices basketball at DeSoto West, I believe, middle school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, tell them, hey, we have a brand new community center here, first ever, state of the art. Tell them to come on over here. Bring the team over here.
Mikey, okay. they got a basketball court here at the new, by the fire station. So I think there's already been a lot of trash talking this morning. We need to do the game of horse that we've been talking about doing.
Bring that here, and we'll see those keys can get you here.
Okay, well,
that's one key to the city.
I played in 1994-95 for Hall of Fame Coach McNeely at Duncanville High School. So
wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Coach Bacon, who used to coach at Lincoln.
I'm a graduate of Lincoln. I went to Lincoln. I graduated from Lincoln in 1989.
Okay.
Coach Bacon.
Mike, this is your community too. We've had so many Duncanville folks come out here today. This is right down the road.
Probably a big fan of growing up around that area when Greg Ostertag won a state championship for Duncanville.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Remember it. Yeah. Those were great times. Not that they aren't now, but back then it was like, wow. It's really cool also to kind of come full circle and be a servant in the community. I didn't grow up in Glen Heights, grew up in Dallas. So still being a part of the Best Southwest is amazing. You know, Glen Heights is one of the 13 associate cities of the Best Southwest. So we enjoy working with Duncanville, DeSoto, Lancaster, Cedar Hill, and the other associate cities to, you know, just really make our mark and make people aware of what's going on south of downtown Dallas.
Awesome. All right. Well, guys, do you have anything else? Or Mayor, do you have anything else before we get going?
I don't. Just again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys so much for being here.
Hey,
and I look
you.
Forward to partnering with you and furthering this collaboration in the future.
Oh,
thank you.
Awesome. Right. I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And hey, go Cowboys.
Yes. In your face again, Mike. Go Cowboys.
I'll vote for that mayor every day.
Right now, they have a lot of energy, Mayor. They're not going to burn out until January.
So I have to say, it is somewhat of a toxic relationship to be such a diehard Cowboys fan because we always look great on the roster and on paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But then it's just something happens, and I don't know what it is. But as always, I'm going to hold out faith, and I'm going to say, this is our year.
There we go.
This is our year.
It's our year.
There we go.
All right. Well, thanks to Glen Heights.
Over that city.
Glen Heights, thank you so much for hosting Sean and RJ, even though Sean refused to be there. RJ, Bobby, and Eric, great job. You guys did great. The Jaws of Life have been defeated by RJ Choppy. You guys have a great weekend. Coming up
Jaws
next.
Of Life lost to Choffee?
Yeah, yeah, they lost.
Yeah, defeated it.
It's the KNC masterpiece, and it's going to be a positive show.
Hell yeah! Shout out Friday, Mike!
And where we shout out, coming up next on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.